Proclamation number 3973 of 11th of February, 1947. Representatives of genuine Christianity in the end time. There are only very few faithful Christians at the present time, and it is therefore much more commendable if these few persevere and remain faithful to God, because their fellow human beings make it extremely difficult for them to believe in God and especially in Jesus Christ as Savior of the world. For they try to pull everything down and portray it as unreal, they try to shake the faith to its foundations, they try to prove their erroneous thinking to the believers intellectually, and anyone who does not stand firm will fall down. And therefore the knowledge of the pure truth is absolutely necessary so that this truth can be opposed to the unbelievers' endeavor and it can be proven to them just as clearly that they are in error. Only he who is in possession of the pure truth from God can offer resistance. Only he is able to instruct the wrong thinker and to impart strength to the still weak believer so that he too will remain faithful to God. Many people will still call themselves Christians out of an old tradition and yet they will no longer be Christians, for in order to be a Christian one must also lead a life of love. Only then will Jesus Christ and the significance of his act of salvation be recognized and fully believed. But as long as people lack love, the slightest impulse is enough to cause them to abandon all faith, and thus only a small number of representatives of true Christianity will still live on earth and therefore lead an extremely difficult life. Because even these few shall still follow the thinking of those and everything will be done on the part of the world to eradicate Christianity. But then it will become apparent what strength lies in love and in deep, undoubted faith. And what strength the believers have in the last time before the end. And therefore teaching people the pure truth cannot be taken seriously enough, therefore the truth from above will be offered to them directly so that the willing person can also recognize and accept it as truth. And therefore diligent work is required for God and His kingdom, for there is not much time left until the end. Yet the number of the ignorant is enormous and shall still be reduced by the number of those who are indeed weak but of good will, so that they will not fall prey to the final onslaught but faithfully persevere and become blissfully happy. Amen.